What's going on, Versus Community? It's your boy Cell, along with my co-host.
It's your boy Vern Lee.
So here it is, December 31st. Got a year-end review. And at the very beginning of the year, since we don't get cards at the beginning of the year, but we did have midwinter. Unfortunately, I did not get to go. So what was some highlights for midwinter we saw this year, Vern?
Highlights. Midwinter was. It was a fun time. It was a fun time. Like always, we got to return to our favorite stomping grounds of Milwaukee and show up and show out. We had Ralph win the first main event for a Team Apex team member, or should I say the first like sanctioned UDE sanctioned main event. He took Disney Plus. He had the best Loki that day. So, that was a highlight. And that was also the midwinter where I faced Mitch in the midwinter classic. It was an incursion event. He played Loki, I played Cloak and Dagger. We had a nice little battle where it appeared that I was gonna dominate him and end the game on six turns. And we all know he top pulled a He, what is it? I don't even remember the name of the car now. I'm so traumatized. he's a friend from work and literally came all the way back and won. So that was a highlight and a low light. That was also, I know there was a couple of side events won. I can't remember the side events. There was a free for all event. No, my bad. It wasn't a free for all event. It was an event that became a free for all event because at the end of it all, they ended up being a three-way tie with the record. And so because there was no real way to determine who should end the event, we ended up doing a free for all. And I can't remember who. I think it was Tevin, me and Jamar, and I can't remember what the event was. This was on Thursday. But Jamar ended up taking it. He had Odin. I had my Human Torch deck, playfully referred to as Hot Blue Scalpel. And Tevin, what was Tevin playing? Was that when he was playing Deacon Frost? I think so. Anyway, Jamar won that event.
Oh, okay, cool.
And then on Sunday, there was another event that I can't remember what it was. I'm sorry, man. My memory is failing me. If you want to find out what these events were, you can go back to the Midwinter recaps that is posted on the main Spotify TV page. But we ended up having another free for all event. And I played Avengers Hawkeye in this event. And we ended up, it was me, I think Tevin again. I think was Tevin again. I think, who was the other player? Was it Ralph? No, it wasn't Ralph. I think it might have been Jamar again. All I know is Hawkeye won in hilarious
Gotcha.
fashion.
What, your Hawkeye?
Yeah,
Wait a minute.
I played
So
Hawkeye.
you, Ralph, and Jamar won events?
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Like I said, I didn't remember.
Yeah.
That's why we doing a
Yeah.
recap.
Yes,
Okay.
we did. It was a good weekend. I mean, we usually have a good weekend at midwinter.
Yeah.
But it was especially nice that
I hate I missed that midwinter.
not only did we win a final, not only did we win two side events. I was also in the final of an event. So it was a good weekend. It was good stuff.
Okay, cool. So now, moving forward in the year, we also had, let's see, House of X came out, and AEW was on its way. Brotherhood got released. I think the addition to those X-Men cards, because obviously we are sick and tired of X-Men getting everything, and then
Oh,
hardly.
I forgot
Oh,
one
good.
more important thing. That was when the infamous "you gonna do me like that" happened. Oh, yes.
So, but like I said, the yeah, I wish I had been there for that one. Some of that stuff needs to be recorded.
No, you don't. No, you
Some of that
don't.
stuff should have been recorded, man. But the yeah, we got some good cards with X-Men. They finally got some well-deserved help. Brotherhood's release was fantastic. I really didn't see the release being as good as it was. So glad they got those releases. We got Mortal Kombat. We got like I said, AEW finally came through at Gen Con. The boys came through first. So then in August we went to
Hey,
Gen
wait, you
Con.
know, before you do that, we don't I don't want to skip past the fact that we that Buckeye had a you know had their yearly tournament, their annually tournament. And I was in the finals for that as well, which is why I got to name the next event that's coming up in a few months.
Okay. The event that's coming up in a few months or the event that already passed?
No, the event, not the main event, the annual Buckeye tourney that they do. So
Gotcha.
that's going to be affectionately named "You're going to do me like that." Hope everybody joins.
That
Why am I like this?
was yeah, I'm looking forward to that. I'm looking forward to that. So then, let's see. So fast forward through all the cards we finally got that we caught up with because Fantastic Four had a set. Their arc that came out. We got the boys. We got Mortal Kombat. Like we just got a ton of cards this year that I'm and a lot of photo to boot. I really was surprised that we got so much photo.
Yeah.
So, thoughts on the brief thoughts on the positives and negatives with the cards that we got. Or you want to save that for
Well, from what I remember at the
breaking
time,
team.
well, yeah, I don't really need to get into any specifics when it comes to that. But what I do want to say is I remember at the time, we were noticing, okay, everybody was saying, okay, is UD getting back on track? We also had a few people that were so concerned, oh, the game was about to end, you know, the usual stuff. And our concern was, man, it's getting mighty close to Gen Con. I hope they're not about to drop a gang load of boxes on us and make
Which
us
they
have to
did.
figure this out. And that's exactly what they did.
That's exactly what they did.
A gang load of boxes came out of like a 4 month period, including two boxes being released basically at Gen Con. Of course, they weren't legal, which that was very, very considerate of UDE. But man, we just got like a gang load of stuff dropped on us in such a fast period right before the main event at Gen Con, and we were just like, man, we gotta figure all this stuff out, which we did, but man, it was just a major concern because we couldn't wait to get back to Gen Con, man.
For real. Yeah, it was time. 'Cause let's see. This year we topped. Last year at Gen Con, what did we have? Galactus?
Yeah, last year Gen Con was very disappointing.
Yes, I agree.
I think we had
And
like 10th, 11th, and 13th place or something like that. We had a
yeah.
lot of people that were close.
Yeah, unfortunately. So then like I said, so now with all these cards we got, then we of course finally went to Gen Con. So that finally happened. And this is a lot of firsts at this Gen Con because we had four people top eight. And then we had three of those four decks was mono. And I think we were the only team that played mono, the only people that played mono the whole event. So, and then I went 7-0. That's not my first time going undefeated, but it's my first time in the main going undefeated. So that was, it was like a lot of firsts that happened. Just for Ralph's first time topping at Gen Con, Dawson's first time topping at Gen Con. Was this your
My
first
first
time?
time
Yeah,
topping at
topping
Gen
at Gen
Con.
Con. Yeah. So the collaboration that we had as a team really shined through to have basically half the team, get top in their brackets, so that was a good thing. Then, like you said, we had a bunch of stuff that wasn't even legal at Gen Con. So that, of course, was just a buy-in spree on that one. But then a few weeks later, we was right at right in Ohio playing the same stuff
Oh my
that
goodness, that
finally
was
got released. Because
that
with
was
our testing had already showed that Magneto was a beast. So we stopped playing Magneto and started focusing on other MCs. Like, okay, and you just had your ladder system like we usually do. Like, okay, this is tier two, this is tier one, this is only winning 50%. So we got to set it aside for the stuff that's winning 60% of the time. And then eventually, hey, can they beat Magneto? We were testing so many MCs. I had a piece of the deck idea that Mitch had, but I wasn't able to flesh it out. And unfortunately, I didn't know about the two rules that was going on with Spider-Gwen and how she got a XP and all that type of stuff. So I didn't even, I didn't even focus on it. And then who else do we know that was going to be serious contender? We give shout out to Ralph because we definitely thought Ms. Marvel was trash. I'll say that up front.
Until we tested it,
Right.
like Ralph mentioned it briefly on his pod, how I didn't think Ms. Marvel was going to do anything, but in typical Ralph fashion, there were some misconstruances. Yes, I know that's not a word. Once we tested it, we were like, "Oh,
Yeah.
okay."
Yeah, like it had to get tested because
I see.
the lines of play was so solid.
I see. You just put every defensive card possible in the deck and we can't get there. Now I get it. So like the combination of being able to defend yourself with your own powers, as well as because of the way the X-Men work, they can flood the field on a ridiculous manner without paying a lot of extra points. So yeah, it was a smart idea. Definitely was.
So, like I said, that was definitely a good Gen Con because out of the six people that played Magneto, three people topped with Magneto, and that was all our team, So, then out of the four of us that topped, three of them was mono. So it's like, okay. So for our bracket that I was in, because you was playing mono in the Thursday bracket, and me, Dawson, and Ralph was playing mono in the Friday bracket. So, like I said, that was and shout out to Dawson because he was literally one card away from beating me, and he would have had to go up against Osh because I went first and I won, then he went first and he won, and I think he had two cards he could have played, and I think he played the wrong one. Because
Right, but you didn't know.
I was already at the fourth wound,
He wouldn't have had any idea knowing which one would have been a right play. It was a whole guesswork thing.
Yeah, it was literally a 50-50 shot. So,
And since we're talking about this, mono. People don't like mono.
I don't know why.
And one of the things that I was amazed at when we got to the tourney and I saw how many other people were playing Magneto, and I'm seeing most of them were mono. I'm like, I don't understand. Me personally, I don't understand the aversion to Mono, especially when it's clear that your team, your on team choices are actually better than your off team choices. Magneto was obvious Mono to me.
Yeah, me too.
Because just from one all the way up to seven, it's just ridiculous.
Yeah, which I broke down on my on the Patreon recap for the deck.
Right. We aren't revealing anything about how we feel about that. It's out there. It's just, people have to test it for themselves. There are a number of teams that go hard when you go mono. So
I think it's just for us, some stuff is a Dunning-Kruger issue where we think that it's obvious to us, but it's not. But it's just obvious to us as a team, but the but like I said, funny enough, because we figured out Magneto was a beast so early, choosing an MC for Gen Con wasn't an issue. However, choosing an MC for Ohio, come, bruh, this mess right here. So we already knew who was going to be in Ohio. We knew that it wasn't going to be no punks at Ohio. You know what I'm saying? We knew Smallwood was going to be there. Mitch was going to be there. Let's Get Dangerous was going to be there. We were going to be there. Tevin was going to be there. So, and I give a shout out to Key because, for years, Sean Keeble had been playing like goofy stuff and like jank stuff when he goes to these tournaments. This dude then took off the weights like Rock Lee and Naruto. And now I think he didn't top eight it at Gen Con and he top eight it at what's a face, Ohio.
I don't know if he topped at Gen Con. I don't
He was a
remember.
threat.
Yeah, I don't
And he
remember.
did top at Ohio, that's for sure. Because I was
Yeah.
like, this dude was like, okay, I think I feel like winning now. So, so it was some heavy hitters that was gonna be there. We knew that out the gate. So choosing the right MC, this was the hardest. This was way harder to choose the right MC than it was at Gen Con.
There was a combination of reasons why it was hard. AEW entered the fray.
Oh yeah, that's
And
right.
most of AEW, and I want to be clear when I say most, because it's not all, but it's most. Most of AEW is top tier, like at least tier two. And a number of them are tier one. So we're testing. We're like, we only had a few weeks. So we have to figure out, okay, first of all,
Six, and that ain't enough.
which AEW, and plus we were all exhausted. I know I was, and I was dealing with a whole bunch of personal crap. So I wasn't even available for testing like normal. So we're trying to figure out which AEW character is the best. Now we're trying to figure out, is anything available that can even deal with AEW right now? And there are a few things, but those few things have problems with other types of decks.
Yeah, it
So
was
trying to figure out,
rock,
yeah.
paper, scissors, lizard, Spock all day.
So trying to figure out which what to go with in that short amount of time was not the easiest thing. We chose what we need to choose. I actually thought there was going to be more AEW because the main that ended up winning the event, which was Cloak and Dagger, which we knew were strong, but I chose not to play them because I thought there was going to be a bunch of AEW there. I think they got
Her
a
odd
little bit
tester.
right. I think they got a little bit fortunate with who they ended up playing against, and I don't think there were that many AEW players there. So I played anti-AEW, and my deck wasn't even that good. But because I played two AEW mains, that was two victories, two easy victories for me. So,
And for me, my losses came because of I just whiffed on my yellows when I had Invisible Woman. So when I got the yellows and I could heal and I could loop it around, boom. It was a done deal. But when I whiffed on the yellows, Because both of us was 4-2. What was you, seventh, and I was eighth? Something like
No,
that.
it was, I thought it was only five rounds.
No, because Dawson was 3-3, and he was ninth
Oh yeah, you're
place.
right. Yeah, I was,
Yeah.
yeah, we were both 4-2.
Yeah, that's Delaware.
Right, yeah, that was
Yeah.
a, man, that was a grindy, hard tourney, man. Oh my
Yeah.
goodness.
Yeah. But 6 rounds, dude, that was the hardest tournament since pre-COVID with the one Ashley won.
Easily, easily. That was
Dude.
a, that was a tourney. I haven't, I didn't, I hadn't felt that uneased about a tourney. I can't even remember. I can't even remember. Like even with Galactus at Gen Con last year, even though I knew that it wouldn't necessarily go my way, I didn't feel uneasy about my choice.
Right.
Oh,
Yeah.
this one? Oh my goodness. I was like, I don't know what's gonna happen today.
Yeah, Ohio was a whole problem. Yeah, that was rough. 'Cause like I said, not only did you have the grind of trying to figure out what MC was going to do what, you also had to figure out if you could even stop certain things. Like with AEW, them jokers got fearless. So unless you can cancel combat, you're probably just taking it in the face. Just every single turn, you're just getting punched in the face. And it's like, until you get some multi-health characters or you can get some combat cancels, you can start regulating things. Because you know their biggest weakness is a lack of range. Okay, fine. But like I said, AEW is just like they are street fighters. That's what it feel like. Like they just throat chopping, groin kicking, just chair bashing, just like they doing whatever it take to win. That's what AEW feel like.
They just
So
keep coming. It's like army ants.
yeah.
It's just a relentless onslaught of foolishness.
And then every single character just about. Just one character, because you got Fearless, is able to just go into your main. But then they could get characters like Hook out for free. And then you got, what's his name? Darby Allin can go get Sting, who could go get the bat. So not only are you not paying anything for Sting, but you're taking two things out of your deck at once, fooling with Darby Allin. You know what I mean? So it's like
Yes.
this is bananas. This like Chris Jericho flipping a red and canceling a combat. Paige is dazing everybody, so you can't even hide from this fool. You know, it's just ridiculous, dude. I ain't even talk about Penta and Scorpio Sky and what's a face and the AEW is just, I don't know what they was thinking. I think they was on some shrooms or something, because the ridiculousness of that team is just crazy. That whole set. But they fun though. I give them that.
They
They are fun.
definitely out for, if you like,
Yes.
if you like aggressive play, it's definitely a box for you.
Yeah, they was on something with them challenge matches, but that mess is fun. So now moving forward, because shout out to Jose for winning the regional. Now moving forward, now wait a minute. What's in between? Did Buckeye was Buckeye doing something in between Ohio and Delaware?
No.
Online?
Buckeye, no, Buckeye's, so Buckeye has an annual tourney that happens like in between midwinter and whatever event is happening in March. But then, what they normally do is every quarter they have a Buckeye season play, which is where, you know, we draft mains based on the feature format for that quarter. That's, you know, that's every quarter, but that's not something we talk about here.
Gotcha. Okay, cool. So then let's see. Then Crossover came out. Or well, Crossover just came out, but we started talking about Crossover. So Now we are entering the period of time where we are just trying to hype the team up for
Talking about Delaware?
wait, did we talk about Delaware? No.
No.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, that's the episode. Yeah. I see it here. That was November. Okay. Yeah. So Ralph and Dawson went to Delaware. So what's the recap with Delaware?
Briefly, we nailed the format. Dawson went to Delaware. He topped with Brian Danielson. There were four other Brian Danielsons. There probably should have been more. And he lost to a Brian Danielson, but he topped. Finalizing the best year that Dawson's ever had in versus. I think he went to four events and he had three tops.
Back
Outstanding play.
750.
Team's getting better.
Yep. Team is getting better. I
Ralph
think
played
Ralph
low
was
key.
ninth. Yep.
Yeah, Ralph played Loki, which he shouldn't have played. And which somehow he still doesn't know, I guess. I don't know. Ralph be Ralphing. And somehow Ralph still came in the ninth place. There was one other Loki there, but Ralph was in ninth. So that's actually impressive to me because he shouldn't have been playing Loki. But hey.
Yep. So that was still a solid tournament. Glad we was able to show up. Team was represented well, you know. So, like I said, that's the year-end review for Team Apex. And tomorrow we will start with what we're looking forward to in 2024. Any last thoughts for 2023?
2023 was a good year.
Yeah,
A
Apex had a
lot
good
of
year.
firsts. A lot
Yeah.
of firsts in 2023. We started, you know, behind the scenes, we revamped a little bit of how we test. And everybody on the team worked harder in testing. So we've been able to continue to nail formats, despite the fact that they're getting harder and harder to nail, especially when it comes to incursion. And the team is just improving. We got our first main event win. We continue to get a bunch of side events and we continue to have fun online. So it's just going to be a year that we appreciate, we celebrate.
Definitely, definitely. So this will go ahead and wrap it up for Team Apex year in review. We'll see you guys tomorrow with expectations for 2024. Later.